No. Paul season 7-5. That was the whole point of this. And that was in the newsletter this month. The painful thing about policies. And what we brought, and actually the guy brought it up today, at Collab U, you actually brought it up today, was, you know, multiple community and the effect it has when you have multiple communities. And Carl and I were bantering that at dinner time, that how they've designed same-time policies so when you connect to your first community, it gives you all your assigned rights for all your communities you connect to, which sucks, basically, in a way.
That's right.
Because then you can't have different rights on different ones. And we just learned something new, right? Aggregate rights.
That's right. So if you have multiple policies on your server and you've been assigned to multiple policies, there's a number of conditions that happen, which Lotus has this little algorithm that they kick in. So, for example, if you've got one policy that says you can send files up to 5 megabytes in size and another policy that says you can send up to, you know, 2 megabytes in size, then with numbers, actually the lower number wins. So you'd only be able to send 2 megabytes in size.
Right. But a null value would overwrite both and you'd get none. So
right.
A 5 and a none, you'd get none.
That's because none is less than 5 and 2.
No, it always overwrites as a null, period, if you go, yes, fine.
Yeah, but nothing's less than 5 and 2.
Why don't we pick one that has a yes and no?
Like, so then there's Boolean ones as well.
Yep, Boolean for, like, exclude file types.
Right, so if you had user excluded file types in a list and one was set to yes and the other was set to no, then the user access would actually be yes. So the true would win in that situation.
Here's my favorite. The excluded file types list. Oh, we heard that.
Who's got a Nokia phone? Oh, I've got a Nokia phone.
You've got a Nokia phone.
Oh, let me turn that off.
That's making Skype varble in the middle of the conversation. No, the excluded file types, it actually does a merger. I don't think Paul's seen this one yet. It does a merger. So if you block, you know, GIF and JPEGs and I do bitmaps and EXEs, it'll merge all of them together into one policy.
So if you imagine
Ouch.
You imagine a domino list, it concatenates the list together. Like putting like
good.
A colon between
well,
the values.
It's only if you're in two. If you're affected by two groups in the policies. That's the only part of the puzzle, though. You're only affected by two groups, or more.
I think policies have a way to go.
Policies is definitely the first pass at policies.